The Judiciary Committee considered more than half a dozen amendments that all sought to clarify when and how utilities can use eminent domain. In the end, the committee recommended Republican Senator Sharon Carson's proposal. That amendment makes eminent domain petitions more onerous in a number of ways, like requiring utilities to offer landowners at least 200% of the market value of their homes. The committee even discussed bumping that up to 300%. The amendment would also make it illegal to coerce a landowner into selling by threatening eminent domain. But this change does not go far enough to appease landowners who oppose the Northern Pass project. They are pushing for even tighter language on eminent domain. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.